Yo, it's your boy, One Bag Steve, on the One Bag Steve Show. Let me go, it's about to be a little bit of story time today. We're gonna rock right into it. Also, got my gear out now. It'll be an advertisement here pretty soon. Go shop with me, go check me out. And let's get right into it. So boom, the story starts off when I'm in the military. I was in the Air Force for 4 years. You know, you go to basic training, then you head to technical school, AIT. That's what people call it, other branches, but I just call it technical school. So we graduate and we go to technical school after we do our little 2 weeks back home with doing recruiter's assistance and all that jazz. So I'm going into the Air Force to be a firefighter. You know, that's a big win for me. I feel like, you know, that's something that I, you know, maybe I wanted to be as a kid, but I didn't see the realism in it. So we get to technical school after them 2 weeks of being at home. And you start meeting new people. You start meeting people that you had already knew or whatever. I met a guy on my bus on the way to tech school from Conyers, Georgia. My dog, big dog, Rodney Welch. That's my dog right there. He's still in the military now. He, you know, I don't know what rank he is, but shout out to my dog, Rod Welch. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog right there. Cool as a fan. My man, OJ the Juice Man, laid back, cool ass nigga, man. He got them jokes too, though. So then my other riding partner, Dale Davis from New Orleans, Louisiana. Cool as fuck, you know what I'm saying? We used to chop it up, kick it all the time. Then my nigga, my nigga Dewante Brown out there. He's still in the military too. He out there in London right now, out there in the UK, getting it in the Air Force. Still a firefighter as well. And last but not least, my motherfucking road dog, Dirty Fucking Murph. Yeah, my dog Joe Murph, man, that nigga boy. Me and that nigga had some classic times, but that ain't the story we finna get into today, my nigga. So yeah. So we get to tech school, we all kicking it, you know, all that shit like that, this, that, and the third, trying to learn our placing or whatever. When we first get there, the base had just got into, like, the part of our squadron had just got in trouble on some other shit. Like, they were just finishing up, and that had got in trouble. They had to do, like, a long-ass march around the base with everything they had in their bag. You know what I'm saying? So we looking like, what the fuck going on? Like, why everybody looking like that? You know what I'm saying? So couldn't find out these niggas done got in trouble with some stupid shit. Having girls in their dorm room when they ain't supposed to have girls in their dorm room. Having tobacco in their room and they ain't supposed to have tobacco in their room. Stupid shit like that. So we like, damn, we the new kids on the block. These niggas mugging us because we ain't got to do none of that shit they doing. But, you know, so it is what it is. And you got them ones that's, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got them people that's just like, yo, nigga, I'm here for the chick. Then you got the people that, nigga, I'm born blue, Air Force, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. Man, you don't get the fuck on. But yeah, that's how it really kicked off, man. Shout out to my guys, bro. Nigga shit kick off, you know what I'm saying? When you first get there, you got rules and regulations, like just like everything else. We got the marching packs everywhere. So that's really where we gained our pack. It's gotta be at least a pack of four. So it'd be me, Welch, Dirt, and Doodoo. And we all started out in the same cycle. But it's like when you get going to school and shit like that, and then it's like it start off with the firefighter shit, you think we're gonna always be outside doing shit. No. But that shit start off in the classroom, and I'm talking about boy. But it's like, it is not for the weak at heart. Where you're fucking, when you get breaks here, breaks there, and break there. No, nigga. You go to breakfast. You come in there. Your teacher gonna talk for about an hour and a half straight, nigga. You think class over with? No, nigga. You just going to lunch and finna bring class back. So before even that even kick off, walking to breakfast, like walking to class, you know what I'm saying? Everybody stop off at the cafeteria. I'm talking to everybody, nigga. And it ain't just fucking firefighters out there learning to be firefighters. It's a spinster, which I have no idea what they shit is. And then it's another little group of people. They job is out there too. They went out and learn. So, nigga, when you come to breakfast, nigga, ain't no breakfast, boy. Yeah, I better grab some of these granola bars or Pop-Tarts and sit your ass down. Because, boy, you try to send in that line, bitch, your group gonna leave you. And that'll be the end of it, boy. Yeah, gonna be late. But anyways, so we do that every morning. So niggas is dead tired because, you know, we really ain't had no freedom in basic. So, you know, you be up all night doing shit, talking on the phone, texting folks, all type of shit. So it's tough to stay awake. The motherfucker be in that bitch sleeping when that nigga be talking about that hour and 30 minutes, all type of shit. So we make it through some weeks, and now it's time for us to start taking tests. My dog Welch. No shot at my dog Welch, but my nigga did not study for them tests at all, bro. And then if he did, he'll be falling asleep in his room. So this nigga failed the first test, and he get washed back to another class. He's like, damn, bro, what the fuck we gonna do, man? This nigga ain't fucking with it. We can't fuck with him no more. Cause you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can still fuck with him, but it's like, we ain't gonna see that nigga no more. We gonna see that nigga till after class type shit. You know what I'm saying? So boom, that happened. Then turn around a couple weeks later, it happened to me. I take a test, nigga. I make like a 40 on that bitch. They had no choice but to wash me back. But that was like the best thing. I got washed back with my dog Welch. Me and Welch in the same class again. That nigga funny as hell. He cool as shit. So we everything else going smooth, dirt, and doo-doo, they doing their thing. They eating. They doing good. But you know, it's always one. This is what the story. This is why I wanted to share this story with y'all. It's always one that shit fire, that bitch. Swear he the truth. The dwelt naked, bro. And this nigga, you could tell he was lame way back in school. I can't remember his name. But boy, I'm finna get on his ass right now. So boom, like I was saying, this one motherfuckers, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's two people, bro. It's two, like I said. This motherfucker right here, though, I wouldn't beat his ass on the regular, bro. He wanted a motherfucker with them tight ass jeans and shit. Back when tight ass jeans wasn't cool, but this nigga got them butt huggers on. Skinny ass nigga, big long head ass nigga. This nigga look like a fucking one of them fucking light bulbs, bitch ass nigga. But anyway. So he thought he was just that man, you know, he talking to him and shit. He from Portland, Oregon, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And we like, bruh, why is you acting like this? Like, you acting like you ain't never been up. Like, you just always been a lame all your motherfucking life. And now you got this little firefighter shit going on. You just swear you that nigga, bro. You that nigga here in the classroom. But when we get outside and start doing all this physical shit, bitch, your little frail skinny ass gonna be the one first throwing up or passing out or can't pick this up heavy shit, bro. Get your goofy ass on, nigga. And he be real hot when we used to get on his ass like that. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You ain't nobody, bitch. We all got here the same time. Then it was another nigga. I can't remember where he was from. I just remember. I think he might have been from New Orleans, too. But his number one thing back in 2009, this nigga was saying, I don't get no fuck, nigga. I don't get no fucks. And then he even admitted back in the day, bro, like he was talking so slow and drawn down, and he was just like, yeah, I used to do heroin, nigga. I'm looking at this nigga like, how the fuck did you get in, bro? Like, look, that's how he's looking at that nigga all the time. Like, bro, how the fuck did you get in, bro? Somebody was hit the ass back for your slow ass, bro. This nigga, we made it to ropes and knots class. Well, all you gotta learn how to do is tie ropes and knots to get equipment up the ladder to your team, or, you know, tie something off or something like that, anything, bro. And how to stage your ladder and all that other shit, bro. This nigga walked out the class and just left, bro. Now, the other nigga that I was telling you about, the little Poindexter, goddamn swear he that nigga type nigga, he talking shit on the way around. Yeah, see, some of the most of them ain't gonna make it. Blah, 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 this, that, and the third. I'm like, man, fuck you, bro. So, because the other dude I'm telling you about that walked out, he was a black dude. He was cool as shit, but he just didn't apply himself. So, we doing all this in the third. Oh, I forgot my nigga Evo was there too. Oh, damn, Evo, God forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Forgive me for forgetting about your bro, because you wanted the bro dogs too. Like, you wanted the chosen few, nigga. We was the ones, you know what I'm saying? So, but the little point that's, nigga, we know that break is coming up. We like, bro, we lucked up. Nigga, Thanksgiving coming up. We just had a Halloween party, nigga. Niggas is going home. They gonna let us go home, nigga. We finna go home, nigga. We finna go party. Nigga, I'm gonna get back up with y'all niggas when I come back, bro. But yeah, that nigga went home too. Niggas go home for Thanksgiving. I think we got the whole weekend of Thanksgiving. So we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We came back Sunday night. So we coming back. We kicking it. We talking and whatever, whatever. This, that, and the third. Niggas was like, hey, man, I wore my goddamn dress uniform, and I got to sat in first class. You lying, bro. I was wearing my regular shit, like my fatigue shit. You know what I'm saying? My arm, I like my little camo shit. It was, they ain't let me sit in the goddamn... first class. He was like, boy, you got to shit put on your blue. For real? Like, yeah. And then guess who I seen? I seen some niggas that, you know what I'm saying? We was in basic. They was in the airport too. I seen like a few niggas. It was like, what? For real? I'm like, yeah, bro. Oh, buddy, he said he going to New Jersey. I was like, damn, bro, I wish I would have got stationed in New Jersey. He was like, yeah, man, I already finished tech school. It's like, damn, what the fuck your job is? You know what I'm saying? But anywho, everybody telling all their stories. Like my Evo, my homie Evo, he from Cali. He went back to Cali. He's like, man, we had so much fun, nigga, for Thanksgiving. Bro, we was out there turning up for Burning the Dirt. He from Detroit. He was like, yeah, nigga, we was in that bitch getting it on, nigga. You already know. You know, what up, though? All type of shit. I don't know what, I forgot what Doodoo with. Cause you know his family is, you know, they military folks, they travel, but he claimed Michigan, he claimed all that, you know, fucking Wiltshire ass went and parlayed in Georgia. You already know him. I'm surprised his ass ain't come back with a fucking story about a baby on the way, head ass. But anyways, so buddy, the shit hot buddy, that thing, he that nigga right there. That you could tell this nigga ain't never had no type of popularity. Nobody liked this nigga in school, all type of shit like that. Like he just always been a goddamn dickhead, like always trying to be straight. Always just trying to be somebody daddy look like head ass. So, but we come running, Conan. And it looked like a nigga had freshly popped this nigga in the eye when he came around the corner, bro. Like somebody had beat the shit out of his head, bro. So you know me, nigga. I'm not finna hear from word of mouth around the block who said what. No, nigga, I went straight to that nigga. But what the fuck happened to you? Like, well, I was trying to tell somebody something in the airport and they wouldn't listen to me. And I was telling them I'm in the Air Force and I'm a firefighter. And he hit me and he started hitting me. I'm like, oh my god, bro, you can't just pull that car out of everybody. Like, who do you think you are, nigga? You can't tell them folks what to do and what not to do. And I think that's where the world going to today. I think that's what it is. That's when I first seen my first glimpse of we fucked up. Like, these niggas that ain't never had no popularity, ain't never been nobody that nobody checked on. The niggas that used to get bullied in school, the niggas get talked about continuously, and you don't know what the fuck they got going on in their personal life. That's them niggas that signed up to be fucking cops and get that badge and have no fucking idea what to do with their authority or their power. And they abuse it and they use it like as if it's something that's a personal thing. And that's why we fucked up in the world. I seen that shit back in 2009. Buddy got his ass beat. I'm talking about nigga, whoever beat his ass out there in Portland, Oregon, dog. He got his ass thoroughly beat to the point where I know he was trying to abuse his little bit of authority. Where he was wearing maybe his camo or his dress blues and they weren't trying to hear none of that shit, boy. That shit don't mean none of that to me, boy. I beat the fuck out of you right here. So, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's where our world coming to. Is that these motherfuckers, these badges, and all that shit, and they feel like they on top of the world, can't nobody touch them. This is a personal game to them. This ain't no something that they wanted to do and take care of people around them, take care of the community that they in. They taking it as, this is what I do. I protect and serve, and I protect and serve how I want to. And if I see fit, you know, that's what's fucking us up around here. And I feel like it's got to be a more extensive look into it. You can't just go to the academy and pass. You can't just go to class and pass. No, nigga, it's got to be more of an evaluation, more in depth. It's got to be put them in situation, you know, situational test, and make it, and let's see where they go from there. It's got to be more than just a bubble in a circle. You need to sit them down and talk to them individually. Just like, yes, when it comes to them guns, you can't give nobody just anybody a fucking gun. Like, them motherfuckers, if they live, they old enough, and they ain't had nothing on their record, I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker might be crazy, for real, for real. You need to give them a real deal evaluation. And that's all I got. Go check out the gear. One Bad Steve. Ooh-wee, Lordy. Yeah, but, man, I just did a phenomenal thing last week. Crazy thing. Like, I just decided I was gonna do it. I dropped my gear. I got clothes. I got merch. I got merch now. And it's a little on the high end right now until I can get my resale license back. And get the license going. Once I get the license going, then you're gonna see the prices drop phenomenally. But also, thing I just noticed is I'm gonna have to rotate out stuff. So stuff gonna be out there for a quarterly basis, maybe less. Like, I'm gonna probably do 2 months of certain things, and then 2 months, it's still gonna be available to you, but it's not gonna be on the website. It's gonna be available, but it's just not gonna be pictures up on the website. You can also follow me on Facebook at One Bag Steve Clothing Facebook page, and that's gonna have everything on there. Also, on my Instagram, you can also follow One Bag Steve Gear. And also check out all of the old things and new things that will be dropping pretty soon. Right now, this is the end of the first quarter. Everything that is on the website right now will be on the website at least 2 to 4 more months. I mean, 2 to 3 more months. And you still have accessibility to it after it comes off of the webpage. But it just won't be displayed on the website. It'll be new things coming up. So, with that being said, I appreciate the support and the love, and I'm gonna try to get more of my podcasts out there to y'all, and thank y'all for listening. And don't forget, go check me out, onebagsteevegear.square.site, and everything's up there. Right now, we got a sale going on to the 27th of April, 15% off the entire store, and thank you.